Sumo wrestling has been losing popularity in Japan for a long time. Now it's back on the front pages in the country, but for all the wrong reasons. There's a sumo scandal. It involves drugs, not steroids, but marijuana. Two popular Russian sumo wrestlers have been banned from the sport for life. They tested positive for using pot. One of them was part of the training stable run by the man in charge of the whole sport. Now he's resigned. The BBC's Chris Hogg is in Tokyo. And Chris, I'm surprised to hear that Russians are even sumo wrestlers themselves. Are there a lot of them?
There are a lot of foreign wrestlers who've joined the Sumo Association over the last few years. In fact, the best sumo wrestler in Japan, according to the rankings, is a Mongolian. Now, this is something of a concern to the Japanese. The sport's been in decline for some time, and some people blame these foreign wrestlers that have been brought in. They say that this has in some way spoiled the sport.
Well, the Mongolian, obviously, being ranked top in Japan, a top sumo wrestler, is a big name. But what about these Russians? Are they big names in Japanese sumo?
Yeah, they're certainly famous faces. And ever since this scandal broke last month, as you said, when the Russian wrestler Wakanoho, as you probably know, here in Japan, all sumo wrestlers are just known by one name. They're given a Japanese name. And this Russian wrestler was arrested and subsequently banned for possessing marijuana. Now, the reason that he was caught was he lost his wallet, and it was handed in by a passerby to a police station. And when the police were looking inside to see who it belonged to, they found his ID card, and they found a marijuana cigarette.
So why would they be banned for using marijuana? I mean, is it simply because it's against the law, or is it likely to be considered a performance-enhancing drug of some sort?
Well, I think there are two things going on here. I mean, first of all, sumo we describe as a sport, but it's a sport that goes back many hundreds of years, really. And in Japan, people hold sumo wrestlers to the very highest moral standards, probably much higher moral standards than we would expect, say, football players or baseball players. So in the first place, it's that they have let down the sport, and that's why they're facing these very fierce sanctions. But the second reason is that marijuana possession is treated very seriously here in Japan. Possession of marijuana can land you in jail for 5 years with forced labor. It's something that the Japanese take very seriously.
So where does this all leave sumo wrestling in Japan these days? I mean, how popular is it? You indicated earlier that it's kind of its image has kind of gotten tarnished lately.
It's very much in decline. It's just not as exciting to the modern generation as perhaps it used to be. It used to be the case that when you had these, there are only about four main tournaments a year, and it used to be the case that you couldn't get a ticket for love nor money. But now, if you come to Tokyo at the right time of year, you can come and you can go along on the day and you can get a ticket. But the other problem that they have is that if you're a young Japanese lad and you think you've got some kind of sporting prowess, you know you're going to make a lot more money if you become a baseball player or a soccer player than if you become a sumo wrestler. So the sport is in decline.
The BBC's Chris Hogg in Tokyo. Thanks very much indeed.